This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough. Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
Barack Obama's Dismantling Hope and Change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh, well, we couldn't be happier than to have you with us, but I've got to pick a fight with the governor of California and his leading congressional representative, Gavin Newsom. Nancy Pelosi said what? And tonight in the ladies' lounge, Shannon Bream will be with us. It's going to be a very cool night all the way around at Radio Night Live. Welcome to Saturday, Kevin McCullough. Couldn't be happier than to have you with us. It is my joy on Saturday nights to do one more radio show for the week. I've already done 15 hours of radio this week. But when I get to be with you on Saturday nights, it's kind of like where I can let my hair down. Because, you know, I have so much to let down. That being said, I am pretty pumped about tonight. Let's go to the big board real quick, Nick. We've got a very problematic thing going on in California, and I'm actually not shocked. I'm disgusted. I want to puke my guts out at what the governor of California is now engaged in. I'll tell you about it momentarily. We'll take your calls. Am I overreacting? Is it just me imagining things, or is this really as sick as it sounds to me? We'll talk about it. Nancy Pelosi, a little bit later on, she's just taken to straight up now lying to the people that she's talking about. We'll get into her story a little bit later. Also, as I made mention, Shannon Bream is going to be with us in the Ladies Lounge tonight. Now, this is Shannon's new book, Finding the Bright Side, The Art of Chasing What Matters. If you have ever paid attention to Shannon Bream for half a millisecond, which is pretty quick, you come away with this incredible, positive, happy feeling that she's got to be one of the most well-adjusted people on planet Earth. I've never heard her speak, not even an angry word, not even a terse word, not even a word the slightest bit out of modicum. Like, it's she's always so genuinely good. When I read this book, her kind of memoirs of some of the stuff that's gone on in her life, you will be shocked with what she has survived to have that kind of attitude. And you'll be hard pressed to find anybody in the entire news business that doesn't speak very highly of Shannon Bream. So Shannon, our special guest in the ladies lounge tonight, and we're looking forward to having her in hour number two. But, I want to give you some good news. So last week and the week before, We brought your attention to what our spring cause has been. I tell you that I do not feel that I can honestly do what I do, have the platform that I have, talk to as many people during the week on as many radio stations, many television outlets, etc., as I do, and not feel like that I've just been immensely blessed in my life. And that is true because I don't deserve anything that I've got going on. But by God's good grace, He's allowed me to do what I get to do for a living. So having said that, I made a kind of a promise to God a long time ago that if since He's been so good to me, I want to be good back to Him. And so we've been telling you about our spring initiative. We do one in the spring. We do one at Christmas time because I want to use the platform to give back on some level. I want to use the platform to make a difference in the world. And I was a little bit, so last week we had Joel Vanderspeck on and we were talking about the slaves in Sudan that were trying to get liberated. And, I got a phone message from someone that was very, upset with me. It was like, I can't believe that you're focusing on setting slaves free in Sudan when, you know, there's veterans and homeless and stuff here in America that's important. And I said, well, I agree with that. Those things are important. But they, to me, have other people that are tending to their needs. There are other ones that are waving the flag and saying, hey, let's help our homeless people in New York City or in Chicago or Philadelphia or Detroit. There's government offices, there's private organizations, there's all kinds of people. Same thing with our veterans, same thing with any number of issues here at home. But the people that I have been trying to help, that we as a listening community have been trying to help for the last couple of years, are people that have no one championing their cause. So I have, do we have the update graphic here, Nick? This is where we're at as of last week with those of you that responded to the stories that Joel told as he just got back from Sudan. Of the 82 lives that we are rescuing, we're literally setting them free from human slavery in northern Sudan. They're getting to go home to South Sudan, be with their family. We have now rescued 44 human beings. They will get to be liberated this summer. This is a liberation that's upcoming. That means we only have 38 left to go before that liberation. So I need you to, if you've not yet done it, but you're intending to, and you say, well, I want to see if it's going to work or not, I need you to pick up the phone tonight and dial 888-342-1010. If you do that, if you're willing to give $25 a month for just 10 months, or $50 a month for 5 months, or make a one-time contribution of $250, you're gonna liberate one life. If I had 38 people that would be willing to do that tonight, any one of those combinations, we would rescue all of them that are yet on the list that Christian Solidarity International, our partner in this endeavor, have told us that we can liberate by this summer. So far, those of you that are part of Radio Night Live on Saturday evenings over the last 2 years have helped to liberate nearly 300 human beings. 300 human beings have gone from abject slavery to having their life, to having their future, to having their families reunited, all kinds of things coming back together for them. You have helped make that happen. This radio audience, not anybody else, this one right here on Saturday nights, Radio Night Live. So I'm just deeply grateful. We are closing in on that 300th slave freed. If we hit our goal for this opportunity here in the spring, we will go over that 300 mark. But again, the number is 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. And if you'd like to give online, I'll put the website back on the screen with that same graphic, csi-usa.org. At the bottom of the page, you'll see a big picture of me. Click on the donate button that's right next to it. You can give right away and help us just pick off. There's 38 yet to go in this liberation cause. Would you be willing to help with one of them tonight? $250, 5 months at $50, 10 months at $25, or a one-time gift of $250, or maybe 2 months at $125, whatever your family can do. I'm grateful. My staff often gives to this cause. That is true in this campaign. My family has sat down and discussed it. We're going to try to do our best to help liberate more than one family. We have done that in every campaign that we've done so far. So this is not something I'm asking you to do that we're not personally invested in here at Radio Night Live. But 888-342-1010, only 38 slaves yet to liberate. If you can help us tonight, one slave being set free, their life is completely changed. I'll tell you more about it as we go along. 888-342-1010 or csi-usa.org. Click on the button down by my picture at the bottom of that page, and we'll get to it. All right, so today in California, Gavin Newsom, the gruesome governor, Gavin Newsom. He was the mayor of San Francisco. Then he ran for governor, and since they were term locked or whatever with Jerry Brown, or Jerry Brown decided not to run again. Those of you living in California tonight, you can correct me. I'm going to open up the phone lines, 888-340-3373. But I don't even know if all of Californians know what the governor decided to announce. As of yesterday, And this guy's always been, as far as I'm concerned, someone who lives in New York on the other side of the country, I've always looked at this guy and said, hey, he's some sort of moron. He just seems to, like, totally not get it, tries to go against common sense on almost everything he does. For instance, as the governor, he has got a state that is nearing bankruptcy. They are as a state, just as a state, they are $1.3 trillion in debt. $1.3 trillion in debt. Okay, so he's creeping towards the cliff of financial bankruptcy with the state anyway. So naturally, of course, then what he's going to do is invite a whole bunch of people that he can't track who they are or where they're from or what they want and let them in and give them all the state services, right? That's going to work. Nothing says you're doing a great job, Governor, like when you're $1.3 trillion in debt, just saying, come on in, every illegal immigrant that wants to be here, every person from every part of the globe, because we're not going to check. We're a sanctuary state. We're not going to ask for ID. We're not going to do anything. But that's not the worst of it. He's not just a moron when it comes to finances. He is a morally bankrupt soul. He is a morally bankrupt human being. And what he decided to enter into in the last 24 hours, I think should be an embarrassment to every Californian living. And I will explain in detail what that is when we come back from this first break. Because when I read this, the hairs on the back of my neck and on my arms stood on end. When you're such a doofus that you don't understand the difference between actual good and evil, or maybe you're choosing to not make that difference, then we've got real problems. Anyway, that's coming right back. We're live, Radio Night Live. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizon. license with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Of all the boys, boys. Of all the boys.
All right, coming up in hour number two, Shannon Bream will be with us. The name of the book, Finding the Bright Side, The Art of Chasing What Matters. It's going to be a great conversation. One of the world's most universally loved figures in journalism. I hope that you'll be with us for that. In the ladies' lounge tonight, Kevin McCullough is my name. We couldn't be happier than to have you with us every Saturday night, whether you're listening by way of radio, you're streaming us online, you're watching us on Biz TV, you're catching us however you catch us, maybe via podcast a few hours or a day or so later, and by the way, more and more of you are using the podcast, whether you're listening to the show a second time or whatever, I'm not sure, but thank you for those of you. Tens of thousands a month are downloading the podcast, and we're grateful. Gavin Newsom, I was thumbing through the headlines today, and there's a lot to talk about. I mean, the Virginia shooting is still on everybody's minds, but I think the authorities and the families and the people of that community just really have a right to kind of mourn and figure out what they need to do there. It causes a repulsion within me when both sides start saying, oh, it's all the guns' fault. No, it's, you know, the guns can't do anything wrong, and why are you trying to take away the Second Amendment? Like, that conversation is so predictable after one of these things occurs, and both sides need to say to themselves and to the other people that may be involved, let's just pursue truth and let truth lead us there. But I'm not here to preach a sermon at Virginia tonight. So we're gonna let them deal and mourn and be. But I do. This just got me just totally fired up, because Gavin Newsom did his best to run the city of San Francisco into the ground. What was a great city just a few years ago now has to have internet apps for your smartphone to tell you where the poop and the pee are on the sidewalks so that you know which streets not to walk down. That's how bad San Francisco has gotten. But not only that, they're $1.3 trillion in debt. And in light of that, he said, well, we're going to be a sanctuary state, and we're not going to check on who's here, so we're not working with the Federal Terrorism Task Force in several of the California cities anymore, and we don't have the money to pay our bills now, so let's just put a whole bunch of more free people on the dole. You've got hospitals going out of business. You've got public school systems going out of business. You've got problems throughout this state. So what does Gavin Newsom, and he's a fairly new governor, he's just in for a few months, What does he choose to then align himself with yesterday? Well, according to CBS Sacramento, he decided to, with the governors of Oregon and Washington, make a public announcement that women who are seeking abortion anywhere else in the country can come to California. They are welcomed in California. There's an implication that he may even want to use tax dollars to help them achieve the abortions that they are seeking elsewhere but not able to get. And, of course, this is the continuation of the long line of all of the drastic responses to the Kavanaugh confirmation. We got one justice on the Supreme Court that's in the majority for what looks like a textualist or originalist viewpoint on the court. And you have had New York, Virginia, Rhode Island, Massachusetts, Washington State, Oregon State, California, and many others now say, okay, we're going to get really extreme with what we're going to allow. The state of California, of course, famously, the assembly had the governor sign the bill in the dead of night, and then there was a standing ovation in the assembly hall that they could now perform infanticide in New York State. That became law earlier this year. This is a really pathetic and sad and evil time. But Gavin Newsom decided that with his state facing the problems that they have, that it would be in the state's best interest, because as the governor, his job is to do that, right? As the governor, his job is to, what, look out for the welfare of the people that he's governing, serving is a better word. But this is where he goes. Women that can't get abortions in red states, neighboring red states in the days to come, he's going to welcome them and put them on the dole in California. Now, I, those of you in California, I would love to hear from you. 888-340-3373. Does this gubernatorial priority that he is expressing, does this reflect your heartbeat as the people of the state of California? Do you want California to be all about the killing of the children? Saw one feminist on Twitter this week saying something about, you know, it was Kristen Gillibrand. The reason that we have to keep abortion legal in America is because it needs to be safe. And I said, well, none of the children ever involved in the procedure ever think it's safe. So what are we exactly talking about here? And then I had some moron come after me and say, well, what are the children even doing at the hospital? They shouldn't even be near the operating room. I'm like, okay, you're too far gone to even explain this. Now, the children involved in the procedure, dum-dum, they die 100% of the time, or at least very close to 100% of the time, in the abortion procedure. The few that do escape and make it through, I think those kids deserve life. They have a right to live. They certainly fought for it hard enough. But if you're from California tonight, 888-340-3373, I want to know, does the governor's position of wanting to welcome in women to have abortions on California's tax dime, does that reflect your position as California voters? Is that what you want your state to be known for? Come here to kill your kids. Welcome to California, the republic of red rivers of blood from the abortion clinics that America would not take elsewhere. I mean, there's all kinds of slogans that he can probably whip into a public service campaign. I'm not really interested in helping him with that. But I want to know if that's your feeling as Californians. Now, for the rest of the country, am I being too extreme on this? Is he really just doing a good deed for women that are really hard up and they can't, they're going to be out of options if the Supreme Court overturns Roe v. Wade? Is Kevin being too tightly wound about this? 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Take your call, very interested in your thought, because I will admit I'm kind of right wing on this. I don't want to spend a dime of taxpayer dollars killing kids. I don't think that's a good investment of tax dollars, and I think it's morally repugnant. I don't think that you should be allowed to snuff out a life of a child just because you're being inconvenienced by that child's presence. 888-340-3373. I've got phone lines open, 888-340-3373. So if you're from California, what I want to know, does the governor speak for you? Does your governor speak for you tonight? You're watching on Biz TV, you're listening to us on radio stations in the state of California. I want to know, does your governor speak for you? Everywhere else in America, what I want to know is this something that the rest of the country should even weigh in on? Is this something we should even have any say about? Am I being a lunatic for even mentioning it? Because I already know what some of the reaction on Twitter has been, and I'm just curious your thoughts. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. All phone lines open right now. Taking your calls live from New York, Kevin McCullough. And have some good conversation. And at the top of the hour, Shannon Bream stops by the Ladies Lounge. It's going to be a great, great hour. Hope you'll stay with us.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Vice President Mike Pence saw firsthand the extreme overcrowding at federal detention centers as he visited two in Texas. Pence said afterwards what he saw was evidence of a system that is overwhelmed.
This is very tough stuff to see families that are swept up in this crisis on our southern border. But I must tell you that I couldn't be more impressed with the compassionate work that our Customs and Border Protection are doing here at this facility.
Vice President Pence said President Donald Trump sent him so the American people could see what's happening firsthand. In May, Department of Homeland Security's Office of the Inspector General wrote an internal report stating the conditions were so bad at a Texas border facility where about half the migrants in custody were sleeping outdoors and that the agents there feared possible rioting. Watch and read the stories you're hearing on Facebook.com/USA Radio or on Twitter.com/USA Radio Network.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Kevin McCullough, what a beautiful shot of down at Lower Manhattan there. Now, if you're watching on Biz TV or you're online, there are two women on your screen right there. Kristen B. Tate, regular contributor to Kevin McCullough Radio on Radio Night Live. She's with us on a regular basis. And Shannon Bream, who's with us tonight. Now, put the card back up there, Nick. So here's the thing. Earlier this week, I got into a conversation with several people who have had the same observation that I have had, which is, these two ladies have the bluest eyes on planet Earth. And I was asking folks, which one do you think has the bluer of the two blue eyes? But it's a real contest. So I don't know. I don't know if I'll ask Shannon about it or not. I did text Kristen and say, you know, you and Shannon, she's like, oh, I just think Shannon's eyes are gorgeous. Thank you for even thinking that I'm in the same league. So I just, But anyway, so we'll take, if you've got an opinion on that, I'll take your poll on who has the bluer eyes, Kristen B. Tate or Shannon Bream. But we're talking about a very serious topic otherwise, and that is the governor of California said this week that he wants California to be a destination travel location. He wants you to plan your trip to California to have your abortion. He entered into an agreement with governors of Oregon and Washington State to make this big, kind of big proclamation, and he wants everyone to know just how abortion friendly California is. Now, I'm asking a couple of different questions. If you're inside the state of California tonight, does he speak for you? Does he reflect the idea of the general public of the state? In wanting abortion to be being offered to those that are from even outside the state's borders. But if you're not in California, if you're in the rest of the country tonight, what's your reaction to a governor doing this? Am I overreacting? I think it's just evil incarnate. He's got to be the dumbest man on planet Earth, the most ignorant of really what he's asking for. Or I think there has to be a portion of him that's a little bit evil, or maybe a lot, because I don't think you can just like want to have more abortions happening in your state, particularly if you're a servant of that state. And think about this. They're $1.3 trillion in debt. They're letting illegals come in and flood the state, make it a sanctuary state. And now they want to give away tax-paid abortions for people that are out of state. Who pays for it? Where does it come? Are you going to come to the federal government and ask for a bailout from the rest of the taxpayers of the United States? See, this is where it starts to affect all of us. So I'm just curious your reaction to Governor Gavin Newsom's push here. Let's go to the phones. Line one, David is watching Biz TV in the Roseville, Sacramento area. David, welcome. Glad you're with us. Hi.
Hi.
What's your thought on this?
Take you off speakerphone.
Yeah, please.
My thought is absolutely not that Governor Newsom does not represent all Californians. Me as well.
Were you surprised that he made this proclamation?
No. After what he did to San Francisco, no. I've lived here all my life, and recently it's I'm ashamed to say that I do live in California, and we're not all representing the left and the way that they think and want to change the world. And this state, you know, we have a lot of conservatives here, and we do want to protect the life of a unborn baby. And for him to go against the will of the people, he did that when he stopped the execution for, you know,
he ended the death
penalty. I'm going off topic here.
Right.
Yeah.
But then David, the state then still elected him, though. I mean, so he did what he did to San Francisco, and then the state elected him. See, I think that the good people in California are leaving. My bride is from Southern California, and she's got a ton of friends that over the last 5-10 years, they've all packed up and gone. Her dad, who we thought would never leave California, is thinking about moving out to the East Coast, and he's a lifelong native. This is really quite something to see what is happening to this formerly just tremendous state. And it's a place that holds deep, deep memory for me because we got married there. And a lot of formative portion of our early relationship was made in the Santa Barbara and Ventura area. So I appreciate your call, David. Thank you for being with us tonight. Let's quickly line two, Abdul in Sacramento listening to AM 1380. Hi, Abdul.
How you doing? Take my call.
Sure thing. Real quick, what's your thought?
Yeah, I agree with David on every point that this state is totally unrepresented by this governor. Everything he has done, I mean, even from when he was mayor,
Okay, Abdul, we got to take this break. I think I got your point. Thank you for the call. 888-342-340.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial,
just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called Argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. That's our phone number. We've got two open lines and are willing to take your call. We're talking about Gavin Newsom tonight. We've heard from people inside of California, but I'm curious I'm curious what the rest of the country thinks about it as well, because I know that he believes that he's kind of like California's God, right? Because he was reelected in San Francisco, and of course that's the quote most enlightened place in California. And there's this certain degree of kind of hubris and arrogance that comes with the political left these days. I don't know if you've noticed this, but they think that they are special, more special than almost everybody else. Anybody that's in the room that, that has a question or says, is this really the best way to go? They kind of look at you, you know, down their nose and kind of judge you, et cetera, et cetera. So I don't know. I really don't see what the attraction of Gavin Newsom as governor was, other than he just had the sign of blessing placed over him by Jerry Brown, who I guess he could be governor as many times as he wanted to. I've never understood a state that has so many resources, so much beauty, such great weather, such tremendous real estate, so many obvious good things, and how it can be run into the ground so badly. But it really is a state that's in quite disrepair right now. They're in quite a state of peril. We were talking with Abdul just before the break. And he and David, both from California, both from actually the Sacramento area, had kind of the same feeling that they don't like it, but this is the governor that's there, and you know there's nothing that can be done to stop him. So what that's going to do eventually is begin to have an impact on the rest of the country. There's going to be an increased dependency upon the rest of the country for one of two things. Either there's going to be a ton of people leaving and they want to go somewhere else to live where they don't have the problems that California has, or California, and maybe both of these happen, or California goes to the federal government and says, hey, we'd be broke. We not be woke, we'd be broke. Because $1.3 trillion in debt, fifth largest economy on planet Earth. I think it's the fifth largest economy on planet Earth. If it was its own nation, it would rank higher than most of the nations of the world. But you've got a number of people that are saying, we can't deal with this anymore. We've got to get out of here. There is absolutely no reason why we should continue to stay and put up with the dysfunction and the malfeasance that is occurring. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. So the question is very simple. How do you respond? If you're a Californian, does he speak for you? If he doesn't speak for you, are you willing to do what it takes to get him tossed out? And for the rest of the country, to what degree do we even have an obligation to California anymore? They obviously don't want to be part of the Joint Terrorism Task Force, which is the post 9/11 program that Bernie Carrick came up with the Bush administration, to try to coordinate efforts between local police and federal terrorism fighting forces. That is a very, very kind of key component to keeping cities safe. Well, San Francisco, Los Angeles, numbers of other cities within the state of California have now decided to jettison that opportunity. So what we're dealing with is a very, very problematic scenario for the safety of people that live in California. Now, when you add to that, people are coming over the border as fast as they can. There's no vetting who they are. We're not asking for IDs. We're not asking for much of anything. They've been told they have sanctuary in the entire state, not just a sanctuary city, not just in San Francisco. The entire state now offering complete sanctuary. So you have people, and this last week, okay, so this week we arrested, just on the final 2 days of the week, 1,000 illegal immigrants trying to get into the U.S. illegally. Of those 1,000, more than 100 of the 1,000 were not from Central America or Mexico. More than 100, about 10% of the people that we arrested in just that one batch were from the continent of Africa. Now, does anybody think that we have the kind of infrastructure or anything being put in place that's really under control? And what does it mean if these people that are coming across can get into California, get into Los Angeles, get into San Francisco, get into their airports, and take a flight to somewhere else? What does it mean to the rest of the country for us to have one state deciding to just write off the reservation and do completely what it wants to do on its own. This is the dilemma that we face. This is the problem that we are up against. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. We're going to get your call screened as quickly as we can and the information on my screen as fast as we can so that I can take as many of your calls as we can. Let's go to Sheena in East Hollywood, California on line one. Hello, Sheena. Welcome.
Hello, Kevin. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Kevin, you wanted to know about Newsom, and I tell you one thing, you're 100% right. He is very arrogant. He makes decisions without asking the people what they want. He has illegals here coming over the border. He went to San Salvador and came back saying that the surfing is wonderful there. I know he went to get illegals there. Because after that, another caravan came. He's inviting people to come and have abortions here. This state, especially Los Angeles, is overcrowded. We can't stand it anymore. And I am from Central America, but I don't like people, I told you this before, that come illegally. They should come the right way. When he came over, oh, and another thing, the death row people that he let go,
right?
He insulted the families. He makes decisions that the people does not want. He thinks he is it. He is just an arrogant man.
Well, and this is the problem. Gina, I thank you for your call. Thank you so much. This is the problem that I find with the political left in general. That they really have this sense of we know better than you about everything. And there's an unwillingness to listen to anyone who really opposes them in any way. Okay, one line open, 888-340-3373, 1-888-340-3373. Going to take this break, come right back, have a few more minutes for calls before we get into hour number two. Don't go away.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Watching on Biz TV, that's a live shot of New York's Times Square, the TKTS booth, which is always very active in nights where there's good weather. And Times Square in general is going to be a pretty populated place on any good evening. Thank you for being with us. Kevin McCullough, thrilled to have you alongside on this Saturday. Coming up at the top of the next hour, it is the Ladies' Lounge, and this week, Shannon Bream, the host of Fox News at Night. She is the number one show in her day part, and it's an amazing story. Finding the Bright Side is the name of her book, and if you ever met Shannon, if you ever spent any amount of time with her, and I've only got a handful of stories to be able to tell you about my own time with her, but she is one of the gosh darn most bubbly people you will ever meet, and you just cannot get her to not smile. It is really remarkable just how consistently polite and wonderful she is. And that's what the whole news industry thinks of her. Why she wrote this book and the stuff that she talks about on the inside of the book is really powerful. We'll talk about it coming up. All right, let's go back to the phones. We're talking about this invitation from Gavin Newsom, the governor of California, to import people who need abortions into California so that California can take care of them if they can't get them elsewhere. Frank is in Des Moines, Iowa, on line two. Hello, Frank.
Hey, Kevin. Most of the time, it just seems like to me, these guys sit around in a room and think up the most outrageous thing they can say just to tick the rest of America off. But I find that these guys, the left and the never-Trumpers, hashtag never-Trumpers, have a lot in common. Being right to them is paramount. They'll let the forest burn down to keep you from taking one tree out, spite the nose on their face, just to be right. You know, I got one of these guys in Iowa, Steve Days. He probably voted for Hillary. He was willing to let the country go down in flames just to prove he was right, and you guys were going to get the government you deserved, because to him, being right is paramount. These guys can't institute global warming. They can't institute cap and trade. They can't institute none of their radical agenda if they're wrong. So they got to keep pumping this stuff at you, even if it fails. If California goes down in a sinkhole, Gavin Newsom is going to ride it down to the bottom because he's going to be right.
It's a pretty disheartening observation that you make, Frank. And I know Steve Dace. Steve Dace used to be with Salem Media a long time ago, and he's not on terrestrial radio anymore, I don't believe. I think he's just on the Blaze TV now. But,
I argued with Steve Dace in a radio studio, and I told him, looked at him straight in the face. I said, you know, if you want to sit home, you want to vote down ballot, whatever you want to do, there's two choices. There's Trump or Hillary. One of those two people is going to be sworn in on January 20th, 2007.
Please tell me he didn't vote for Evan McMullen.
I don't know who he voted for, but I said, I'm going to tell you one thing. I said, if you want to vote your conscience, that's fine with you. That's fine with me. But if you want to try to run a campaign to vote everyone else's conscience, I got a problem with that.
Yeah, no, that's well said. And, you know, Frank, it's going to get even worse in 2020. But I think that we've got a little bit of an advantage, and that is that Trump has kept about 87 specific promises so far.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.